Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for this wonderful day. We're so thankful that Brother Freedom's here. Lord, you've kept him these many years, and you've used him in many wonderful ways. And Lord, we pray that today you'll use him again to the hearts of hundreds and hundreds of people who listen in throughout the world. Bless those listeners, men, women, boys, and girls. Lord, we all have needs. And Lord, we need your touch. We love you, and we thank you. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to move today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I, the Lord thy God, wish to speak to my people in a very special way. I have sought for my people. I've spoken my word about being ready in the last hour. I've spoken many places talking about the coming of our wonderful Savior. But that is not primary. It's the secondary, the way down in the line on their priorities. And I say it disappoints Lord their God in a mighty way. For I told my people to be ready, to be watchful, be careful. But I see my people are bound in last hour. They have tradition is a great commodity that they have, and it pulls them down to a degree that they cannot hear from me. They do not even see me. Most of all, they don't feel me. But I've spoken to my people time and time again. Come and seek me, and they'd surely find me. But very few come seeking the Lord their God. They go in a different pattern. They go in the way of man's directions. And I say I have spoken this to see if my people would come out of man's tradition to come in this glorious, glorious power of my Spirit. It's for them, but they will not hear. They do not receive. I say some hear, not all, but many have failed to heed my calling. And many are doing their own way. They're seeking for a realm that influences their lives, that they might gain a knowledge and have notoriety above their brothers or sisters, be successful in this world, live in the cares, the direction that man lives under. For I've spoken to my people over and over again to come out from among them, be separate. But I say not many follow. My son, Lord Jesus, is coming soon. And I say my people are not ready. But what I call my people is those that name me. I say many have called me, and I say they're not close to me, so they're not really my siblings. They're seeking for another way. They're not known and don't wish to be known by my Spirit. For I say where my Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. And I get to lead my people. I say that's the answer. I wish to lead my people, but my people are unmanageable. Many have their own thoughts. They have read my word over and over and over, and they're trying to process the word into what they wish it to be and not what by the Spirit wants them to do. They're going their own philosophy in their own way. And my word declares that this should take place in the last days. There should be times that men will actually go in directions opposite of my calling. For I see my people need to be awake. They need to be ready. And if my people would seek me, they would have my knowledge in them. But by them going their own way, they have a knowledge not of my Spirit. And through that, they're failing. They're getting the wrong spirit in the leadership of the life. And when there's wrong things directing you, it's not from your God. It's from the one you choose to serve. If you go down to the deepest part of it, he's the powers of darkness. For I wish my people to be separated from the curse of this world, to abstain from all appearance of darkness. But I say there's no separation. Everyone has the same ways, same doctrines. And that's why they're all cannot see anybody led of my Spirit, because it's different from what they own, what they have. But I wish my people to be directed. A change comes in their life. When they choose my Son as their Savior, there's a direct change. And I say I've waited for man because I've given them the tools. And those tools was the Lord Jesus Christ. As they accepted him, and accepted what he has offered for them, a guarantee of a greater walk, a greater depth, a greater calling, but yet they don't take heed. They're going and looking to another direction, and they're full of the word. But I say the Bible plainly says the devil fears and trembles. You can know my word powerfully and miss heaven, says the Spirit of God. You can miss because you haven't got the unction of the glory in you. Is it too hard for you to understand, my people, that when you get full of my Spirit, it makes you more lovable? And you start dropping off the hindrances that have you bound. You start partaking of life that comes from heaven. You take on that inheritance that fades not away. But I say my people have taken on the inheritance of a false god, a false direction. And you've lost the way. And I say you must choose you this day whom you will serve. Because I say my coming is soon. Whether you think so or not, I say the signs, the times are truly here. Many of you say it's going to be a couple years or a long time off. But I say, am I a God of preciseness? Did not I actually build this earth in 2,000 years and I had the flood 2,000 years all these ways? And this out that period of time now does not speak to you. Do you not see my children, the Israelites, how they have been persecuted by your own president? You're putting me in a place to have to take care of the problem. And I say, Israel is being forced out of their own land, but it will not take place. I say, you need to watch America because my coming, and I see what's going on. I see the troubles that they're causing of my children. And I told them in the last days that I will fight for my children. I say the Gentiles is soon going to be out of the picture. And I say that's what this dispensation is closing down, and my people cannot see it. You do not see that there's a timepiece is before you. You cannot see the vividness, the closeness of my coming. You don't see the tiredness of this earth, how it's fallen apart, how it's shaken. For I say man has distorted many things. Many wickednesses has come upon this earth, the place that this world is getting tired. And I say my people need to awaken. They must grab themselves and seek the Lord their God. They must determine to serve me. But I'll tell you this day, many of you will hear this message, and you will not choose to follow. You'll go just like you are. But I'm telling you, you must choose to come to seek me, because my coming is very soon. And the way of the transgressor is hard. I say all that sin without an intercessor are going to be lost eternally. I say that intercessor is the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to save you, to forgive you, to give you hope. And I am the one, the God of all God, and I have my Son, and he has given you the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to live within you. And you disregard him and don't know him. You don't want him. You don't want him in your presence. You're ashamed how he speaks, how he acts. So that means there's a separation between what I, the Lord thy God, choose to let you know. You may think this is from man and earth, but it's not from him. He is very tired. He's very not where he should be today. But he's hanging in there because I'm using him in this last hour. I say, be careful what you say in this last hour. Thus says the Spirit of God, because it will come to haunt you. It'll take you away, and you'll be here when my coming is over. For I say there shall be revivals after my coming. And I said that revival, many of you will just because you have practiced with no spirit, and when the Spirit is God, you'll not see any difference. What's wrong? You're having a falseness of the from the true spirit right now. And I say this separates you, but I say that the titles show when I'm gone and my saints are with me. And you find yourselves here and you'll proclaim the word of God because you've lived by the word. You've lived, but yet you have had a blindness to your eyes that's deceived you. That's led you into a pathway that leads you out of my hands. And when this comes to pass, you'll live in eternity separated from the Lord their God. And you'll be separated from the things that you cherish, the things that you seeing the things you had faith in, the things that you've given money to, the things that have caused you to walk actually a half-holy life. But I say, my people, you need to be careful, because I say that coming, that day is very short. Israel is at the time when I'm going to have to help them, my people. And I say, when this takes place, America, you're going to find troubles. You're going to find troubles anyway. It's coming to pass. Thus says the Spirit of God, you're going to have manifold troubles very certainly and very assuredly. You're going to come in the pathway that you're not going to have. You'll have no answer. You'll feel the absence of the Lord thy God that you've loved, the one that you've actually accepted. Jesus is your Savior. You'll feel that separation at that time because you've been misguided by the evil one, and he's caused you to drift from me. But my people, there's time. Come back, seek me, and you'll surely find me, because I say that day is very close. That very day is very soon. Be careful. Be watchful. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. My word says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. You have power to overcome. I will give you power to stand strong. But I say that if you keep going the way you're going, you'll be deceived in that last hour. For I say, my coming truly, you may not think this, America. You may not think this, the world. But I say, my coming is soon. It's soon. You better be ready, because eternity is a long, long, long time. It's a long time, my beloved. It's a long time. A life is very short. It's like a vapor. And eternity is forever and ever and ever. Did you get that through your mind? Having a pleasure now for an instant is not worth the gamble of eternity. It's not worth playing with your life no longer. You must be separated this day. You must seek me, or you shall lose me. But I say that's going to be the most tragic, the most shaking thing that's going to happen, is when the people have once known me, they're going to have revivals, and they're going to lament, they're going to cry, they're going to pull their hair out, and they're going to languish, they're going to even take their lives, because it's to no avail. My people, wake up. Wake up, says the Spirit of God. Brother Clint, Kabashita, bless, pray.
Father, we just pray for the listeners right now that they will take this seriously to heart, that it will reveal to them where they stand, Father, that they might know. And we receive these words from heaven in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.